Well, the problem in Israeli politics is that all governments are coalition governments. It's a system of proportional representation, and there are many parties. So the only way you can actually have a ruling coalition is to make agreements with others. And Livni failed to do that. There was a key party called Shas, which was making demands, not actually to do with the peace process in particular, but which she felt were unacceptable, and so she decided to put an end to it with a pretty raw display of anger at what she thought was a form of political extortion, went to the president and said, look, I can't form a government, we'll have to go to elections. And that's the event that's taken place, and is now a new factor that we're going to have to take into account when we look at the familiar business of trying to advance peace talks in the Middle East.
How will this affect peace in the Middle East?
Well, the main effect it's going to have is that not much is going to happen. Now, you could say that not much was going to happen anyway. There are plenty of reasons for pessimism about the prospects for the process that's been going on between Israelis and Palestinians. But when you go into an election, what is certain is that nobody's going to be doing anything that's going to complicate their chances of winning. And so the idea that there now could be an agreement at the very last minute, the deadline is for the end of this year or George Bush's departure, more or less the same thing. The idea that you can do that now, I think, is impossible, and I think that it means months now of uncertainty over how you're going to move ahead. There's another factor, of course, and the other factor is that the front runner, so the polls show, in any Israeli election held anytime soon, is the right-wing Likud party led by Benjamin Netanyahu. That's a problem too for anybody who hopes that there is even a slim prospect of a deal between Israelis and Palestinians.